obviously not the ending of the season that you wanted. Your thoughts on the playoff series and another first-round exit?
I think disappointment is an understatement. Obviously, we can narrow this down to what was, you know, 1 week of hockey, but I think even if you just look at the ups and downs throughout the season and you know, the amount of turmoil, the amount of changes, the amount of stuff that we had to do to just even get this team into playoffs was disappointing. And you know, it kind of all came to a head in that game five where, you know, you think of this series, there's a double OT loss that could have gone our way. Game one was a write-off and game five was a write-off, but the other ones were good hockey and we could have been going in up 3-1. And so it's disappointing just how our group completely unraveled in a game that just showed a little bit of tension. And you know, how do you deal with adversity? How do you deal with pushback? Your season's on the line and you're down on the road. And I think just incredibly disappointing. And, you know, turning the page right away is my mentality right now.
When you compare the seasons, you know, obviously you had a lot of returning players, but also some new faces as well. As you mentioned, you know, you brought in three guys from Manitoba at the deadline. You were out in five games to Smiths Falls last year and the same this year. I mean, can you compare the two-round series and maybe did you have a better team this year heading in? Do you think you had a better shot at beating the Bears this time around?
I think we did. In saying that, completely two different groups. Like, you look at how we went out last year. Like, we were complete underdogs last year in a way of, you know, like we had been outscored by Smiths Falls. I think it was like significantly throughout the season. Obviously they had the powerhouse that they had with, you know, Sean James, Riley Thompson, the back end of Thomas Haynes, you know, Thomas Gangle, like Ty Campbell, like they had a really good team last year. And we obviously had some pretty good horses in Brandon Walker, Derek Hamilton, Mateo DeCipio, but we knew that we had to really squeak one out last year. But then you look at that game five, like, you know, we went down and we just kept pushing back and kept swinging. And I think that's a huge difference of these two groups is, you know, this group here this year, probably on paper, much more talented than our team last year. You know, internally, from a character standpoint, from a pushback standpoint, ability to deal with resiliency. Like we had more long stretches of losing streaks this year and bad, like, one-sided losses than I've seen in my 12 years of coaching. Just, you know, the inability to deal with any kind of up and down. Even when I was in Sarnia, I remember there was a streak of five straight losses where they were allowing 6-7 a night, and games just got completely out of hand. And so, you know, it's hard to compare because I feel like we had a better chance this year, but I got no leg to stand on when it comes to saying that. So at the end of the day, you know, it was a failure on my part, and I'll take it all on the chin as the leader of this group and I guess rebuild and build a better squad for next year.
Yeah, and going off that point, you know, you have a lot of graduating players. There's going to be a lot of spots to fill. Maybe I'm sure you're going to be looking internally at the junior Canadians who are on a tear to fill up a couple of spots. You may even already have some unofficial commits on that front. But what kind of players will you be looking for next year? Not necessarily in skill, but also in character as well.
Well, I think that word's the first one. We got to look for character. We got to look for leaders. You know, I'm a pretty active recruiter. I've recruited all year long. We have some spots filled already. And, you know, we have a junior B group here of a bunch of 06s. Like, this group's the youngest group in the league. Their, I think, average age is 17.65 or something like that. So, you know, there's a bunch of guys here that want these jobs. And I'll give them the opportunity to have first crack at them. Now, nothing's given. Everything's earned. And that's something that I think has to be a bit more of a motto next year, that we had a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds this year that just expected stuff to be given to them. And you know, at the end of the day, they just weren't good enough. And so, you know, next year it's going to be a much younger squad, but I think as a staff, we're excited to have some hungry kids, have some kids that want to get better, kids that want to improve and want to play at the next level. Like, those are the easiest ones to coach. And, you know, I think we can see it here with, you know, the young guys and, you know, the Ty Fergusons, the Ben Neals, the Liam Calverts, the Finn Bartons, like these guys that, you know, have led this group all year and just want to play for, you know, the Junior A Canadians next year. So I'm excited. I think that's, you know, ripping the Band-Aid of what was obviously a very hard season for my wife and I personally, but moving forward, looking at, you know, what is an exciting future here for our Junior A team.